Hi, it's Jade. I'm back again doing the Ultimate GWA Experience Questionnaire. Don't know why my voice is weird. I just woke up, so. Very croaky. How long did you lurk until you decided to start posting? What made you take the leap? I think it was a year, a little short of the year. And I took a break from high school, so. That's how GWA started, the summer before community college. Alright, two top three tags for you to write or perform. Definitely Daddy, just because there's a lot of resources. Rape is one. I mean, I definitely do not advocate rape in the real world, but like, dubcon stuff when it's like, F-dom, but it's also... I don't know, but like, it's not like, I don't know, alright, jeez, infidelity. Number three, are there any tags that you would never perform or write? I think things with, bestiality, or like, sister stuff, because I have a brother and that would be weird, so... Build the perfect GWA performer using parts of existing VAs. Whose style would you pick? Whose editing skills would you pick? There was this really good panelist. I think it was Panel View 1500 plus or something like that. Yeah, they were really good. Like, their voice acting was really good. I don't know about other editing skills, though. Number five, pick one moment that you cherish the most since you joined the audio community. I think it's helped me foster a sense of myself, a sense of my sexuality and everything. So I'm more confident. And the moment I realized that it was empowering, I think, is what I cherish the most. What's one thing you wish you could have told yourself when you first started? Set boundaries. Definitely set boundaries. You've got these lousy dudes PMing you. Like, some of them, they're like okay, but some of them, they just don't know boundaries. So I wish I'd told myself that it was okay to set boundaries. Performers, what are your top three writers? Writers, who are your top three performers? I don't read scripts anymore. Is there anyone you want to collaborate with? If so, who? Not who rose to things, duh, because why not? I don't know. Yeah. How do you get ideas or inspirations for audios or scripts? Oh my god, I get stuff from like real life. There was this one time, this dude came around to change my mattress. And then I made an audio, which is titled, surprise, surprise, screw me on the mattress. Screw me on the mattress. How do you prioritize which audios or scripts to produce first? I don't, because I don't rank them. So whichever comes to mind or whichever I'm like most excited about first. 11, how do you interact with your audience? How do you toe the line between connecting with your audience versus sharing too much of yourself? I don't do PMs, but sometimes I send them like appreciative audios, which are totally saved for work if they're being really generous. But otherwise, I do this fan page thing where they can follow and get a sense of belonging, I guess, with my content, if that makes sense. How do you handle negative comments or hate messages? I don't get any. 13, does anyone in your real life know that you are active? If so, what were their reactions when they found out? Yes, my friend knew, I told her, and she looks at me the same, so that's good. She was like, go off, sis. Is there any aspect of the community that you would like to change? Yes, I hate it when pervy people PM you. So I wish there was a deterrent to that, but there isn't. So what is your favorite part of being in this community? I get to have my creative juices flowing. Have you ever developed, realized a new kink because of an audio? Yes, I think I have a thing for begging. What's an underrated content that you wish to see more of? M-sub with rape. Sorry. Is there a popular kink that you just don't get or think is overrated? Look, I make daddy stuff, but I think it's overrated. The spanking and the choking, I just don't get it. If you told younger you that now you would be posting erotic audio scripts on Reddit, what would they say to you? Oh my god, they would laugh in my face because she was such a goody two-shoes, like a good Christian girl, very pious, very wholesome. Ugh. Jeez. 22, percentage-wise, how much of your porn consumption is audio-based? I think a good 70%. What's your favorite audio or script that you ever posted and why? Mine is, it's not cheating if I ask you to fuck me on a washing machine. Yeah, I posted that last year, I think. And then, I deleted it and then now it's back up, so. For original scripts or improvs, do you start with the character first, the situation, or the sexual aspect? How do you develop them? Which aspect do you spend the most time on? Look, for me, the easiest thing, and also the hardest, actually, is the sex noises. Like, I really like making them, but it's so hard to get time alone. And, like, since I live in an apartment building, I always get the sense that someone's listening in and I'm so fucking insecure. But with the characters, I don't really put much thought into it. 25, if GWA was wiped from existence and you could only say three audios, which ones would they be? I think Lachlan Audios or something like that. Yeah, he has a really good one with the one night stand stuff. I really can't think of other stuff. Yes, cool. Thank you so much for listening in. I wish you guys all the best for this week. Good luck. See ya.